Valerie Jarrett joins us now. Her new book is called Finding My Voice, My Journey to the West Wing and the Path Forward. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well,
my hometown.
Very historic morning here, as you know.
It is a historic morning, and my goodness, Lori Lightfoot had a great victory last night, and I certainly wish her the best.
Do you know her?
I do know her. I know her pretty well.
And your thoughts?
I think she is now going to be the mayor of the best city in the country, and I hope that the people of Chicago will galvanize around her leadership and give her their support.
When you guys went to Washington with President Obama, and he was Senator Obama and President-elect Obama, I would think there had to be similar feelings that Lori Lightfoot might be feeling this morning, in that you were taking on a job you didn't have, and in that case, the biggest job in the world. This is certainly one of the biggest jobs in the country that Lori Lightfoot's taking on. Got any advice?
Yes, and that is, first of all, listen. And I think she's going to be able to surround herself with a talented team. And I think it's important that she always remembers that she represents the people of Chicago, and having a nexus with them and making sure that she's hearing their voices is important. And the reason why I said I hope they galvanize around her, because it's one thing to vote on an election day, but it's another thing to get out there in all of our communities and try to make them stronger. One mayor alone can't do the job. You really need to have everybody in the Chicago trying to tackle the challenges that we know are there and making the city better. And I'm confident that she'll do that.
There's a touching I burned out all my brain cells because I get up too early.
I know the feeling.
To my darling daughter, Laura, who is the inspiration to help me find my voice. It's a very sweet thing that you put in the book.
I love my daughter.
I'm sure you do, but it's a nice thing to put as the lead.
Was the inspiration.
And the dedication.
What happened is she was interviewing me for StoryCorps in oral history, and she said to me, what would you tell a 30-year-old Valerie Jarrett? She was 30 at the time. And in answering that question, it really prompted me to think, well, maybe I do have a lot to say and tell my story in the hopes of helping other people find their voices. And I have to tell you, I'm looking forward. I'm coming home tomorrow. I have three events in Chicago in the next 2 days. I'll be in my neighborhood at K.M. Temple tomorrow evening. I'll be at the Union League Club the next day, and that evening I'll be at Senn High School on the north side. And so I hope people in Chicago come out. I'll talk about my story. I'm interested in taking questions, and I think part of what I want is for people to find their voices and then use their voices, feeling empowered to make our city, make our country, make our world better.
I thought that was an interesting narrative of your book. It's very motivational and inspirational as opposed to, ooh, here's another secret story you didn't know. Why'd you choose that path?
Well, that's who I am. I'd much rather inspire people, and I know how important it was that I had role models in my life, beginning with my parents, who had a great deal of influence in me, and I think that it's important for us to all try to be role models for the next generation.
You lay out in the book your most important hire. What was that about?
My most important hire was Michelle Robinson. Mayor Daley promoted me to Deputy Chief of Staff way back in 1991, and I was looking around to staff up our office, and Susan Schur sent me her resume, and across the top is a brilliant young lawyer, wants to explore a career in public service. And I had been at a big law firm and left when Harold Washington was elected, and so I understood this calling for service. And so I invited her in for an interview, and my goodness, she just blew me away. I offered her a job on the spot. And she thought about it wisely for a few days and then told me her fiancé didn't think it was such a great idea. And I said, well, who's your fiancé and why do we care what he thinks?
Yeah, exactly. What's he ever going to do with his life?
Exactly. What will he amount to? And she said with a chuckle, his name is Barack Obama. He started his career as a community organizer in Chicago. And he's a little worried about me going from a law firm right into the fire. At least I was in the frying pan in the law department first. And so the three of us had dinner, and the rest is history.
As senior, I know you got to run here in a second, so do we, but as senior advisor to the president for 8 years, you have a very unique view of history. That history is being rewritten to some extent now in the tumultuous times we live in. Is there anything you want to correct or you want to say that, listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but this just didn't happen or that's not true?
I'm very proud of President Obama's record. He came in at a time when we were in the middle of the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, and he cut the employment rate in half. There are 20 million people who have health care who didn't have it before. All the folks with pre-existing conditions, 1 in 2 Americans, don't have to worry about losing their insurance. Lifetime caps or annual caps are gone. Women get preventive care. He brought 150,000 troops home, found Osama bin Laden, and brought him to justice. kept Iran from developing nuclear weapons, focused on our climate accord with nearly 200 countries. He did a lot. He's a, you know, we had a very busy 8 years, and I think his track record is one that always put the American people first.
You know, I happen
so
to,
I'm proud of that record.
I happened to be in a bar restaurant in Florida the night that bin Laden was got. And the announcement the president was going to make a speech at 11 o'clock at night, and some of the leaks started to happen, was amazing. And to see everybody cheer wildly as it went up, and then the crowd that gathered outside the White House, it was all amazing. When did you know what that mission was? At what point were you brought in?
I didn't know about it until after it had happened. In fact,
isn't that amazing?
Well, it was on a very need-to-know basis, and I think that discipline was very important. And that's the way President Obama treated issues of that nature. It was an important mission, and people who weren't directly involved in its execution didn't need to be involved.
You've been on the show many times, and you're certainly welcome again, and I wish you luck with the book. As always, get two copies. You're careless people. You'll lose the first one, then you'll have a backup.
Well, thank you for saying that. In fact, buy six. What do you know? Give them away. Give them to all the folks in your life.
There you go. It's Finding My Voice, My Journey to the West Wing and the Path Forward, Valerie Jarrett, and we'll plug those appearances again, and enjoy the day.
Thank you so much, guys. See you tomorrow.
That's Valerie Jarrett coming back to her hometown. She will be at the Chicago Humanities Festival. April 4th is tomorrow night, yes? Somebody check a calendar for me. Is that accurate?
That is correct, Steve.
The KAM Isaiah Israel Congregation in conversation with Laura Jarrett and Tina Chen. On Friday at 11:30 in the morning, she'll be at the Union League Club of Chicago. Are you there? You're usually at those Union League Clubs, Pat Brady.
Not at that one, but we're doing one Thursday that you're going to be there too, buddy.
Yeah, we got to plug that coming up. And then Women and Children First tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Wilson Abbey. There will be a Q&A and an opportunity for everybody to ask questions as well. Valerie Jarrett.